Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayitzchanan, Shabbos Nachamu, the 10th day of the month of Av. I hope that everyone had an easy fast. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I would like to thank my dear friend and colleague, Rabbi Phil Keresh, who was actually supposed to host today's call, as my family and I were hoping to be away for the weekend for our first break since COVID-19 began. This was not an easy decision for me to potentially miss our program with all of you, our dear callers, as I have not missed any since day one back in March. However, I subscribe to a simple rule in life. Happy wife, happy life. It has always done well for me. And that would have meant that if we were away for a short break for the weekend, that I was truly away in body, mind, and spirit and focused on our family, even giving up our precious 20 minutes on our call. However, Hashem has other plans for us this weekend, as there may be a potential hurricane in our area. While the projections look like it will be offshore and shouldn't impact us directly, we made the decision to stay home and err on the side of caution. Please God, we will be well, and we look forward to a quiet, enjoyable, albeit rainy Shabbos. And the silver lining is that I get to be on the phone call with all of you today. So let's get started. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Ira Eben Mora de Asra of the Congregation Oav Shalom in Merrick, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Eben slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishnah Berurah L'Cholim and Acheinu. We will conclude the call, as we always do nowadays, with a brief conversation with Rabbi Eben to learn more about his community in Merrick. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eben.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and might I suggest that you buy your wife some flowers before Shabbat, just to make sure you're okay. I want to thank Naftali and to my friend Yehuda Friedman, as well as the Orthodox Union, for this invitation. I want to thank the OU really for everything that they've done and provided us to the Jewish, into the Jewish world during these last few months. The OU has been a lifeline both spiritually and physically for our community during this pandemic. And I want to thank them for making things just that much easier. As we speak right now, we have just hit what's called Chatzot Hayom, midday, which means that some of you might be chewing on a steak right now. It's midday of the 10th of Av, which is when officially the mourning period of the 9 days ends. The Talmud describes that the burning of the temples actually only began on midday of Tisha B'Av, and they continue to burn through midday of the 10th of Av, just right now. And it's even brought down that some pious people had the custom to fast for both the 9th and the 10th day of Av, which thankfully is a custom that we haven't adopted. Now, you would think midday is when the morning practices should be most extreme. But instead, beginning with the midday on Tisha B'Av at Chatzot, we actually relax the severity of some of our morning practices. At that point, where it should be the most extreme, when the temple is burning, instead, we get up from the floor, we brush ourselves off, and have a bit of a relief from our morning practices. Tosfot offers an insight. He says that when the nation saw that the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, was being destroyed, there was actually a sigh of relief, because it was then that they realized, the Jewish people, that God had set his anger on wood and stone and not on the people themselves. The Jewish people, Am Yisrael, would continue, because God may destroy our temple, he may exile us from our land, he may hide his face from us at times in the face of anti-Semitism and persecution, but he will never completely abandon us under any circumstances. Friends, if there was ever a time that we needed a nechama, it is now. Shabbat Nachamu is the Shabbat that immediately follows Tisha B'Av. And it's just a few hours away. It's named in both the honor of the first words of this week's Haftorah, but is also as for the plea that God provide us with the nechama, the comfort, that we so crave and need. At this time, that we are about to enter what I counted as the 21st Shabbat since the pandemic started, when the dog days of summer have kept us from enjoying outdoor recreation to its fullest, and when there remains so much uncertainty out there. Right now, we are in desperate need of nechama. Before Eicha the other night, I shared a simple message, that God remains in search of us, and we remain in search of God. That depiction, which is best described in Shir HaShirim, reminds us that despite the sense of loneliness and isolation, that Yoshev Badad, that we dwell alone, that despite all that, we should never feel completely abandoned. The worst feeling in the world would be for someone to feel lost without any hope of ever being found. Somehow, if we know that someone is still constantly looking for us, and that if we continue to keep searching, then one day we will be found. Somehow, if we keep that in mind, then we can find the comfort and solace that we need to go on. In my humble opinion, that has always been the secret for the continuity of the Jewish people. Knowing and affirming every day that God is with us. And that's what the Brit means, and why the rabbis made the comparison of a marriage and a relationship. When we say Tachlon on Monday and Thursday, we affirm that liturgy through that liturgy that despite our humiliation and our persecution from enemies, Uvechol zot shemcha lo shachachnu, na al tishkachenu. Despite all of this, your name we have not forgotten. Please, God, don't forget us. How do the Jewish people get through everything that we have endured? And how do we persevere in challenging times such as this? The answer is, it is this bond, this relationship that we have with God, and may be rocky at times, but nonetheless remains unbreakable. You know, before my father passed away a little over a year ago, and I remember around Pesach time, I was with him in the ICU unit in the hospital, and things were not looking good, and we were both nervous. I know, I could see it on his face. And I asked my father if he wanted me to put on his tefillin for him. And he nodded, yes, as he wasn't able to speak at that point. And so I wrapped his tefillin, and as we put it on, I can see him mouth those words that we say every day. Be'rashtich li le'olam. I will betroth you to me forever. And I could see, as he said those words and the tefillin was laying on his arm and his head, I could see that his face was relaxing. That somehow, with all the noise of the ICU unit and the uncertainty that he was facing, that somehow he knew that he could find the comfort in this ritual, the ritual that he'd been performing every day, or every weekday, for over 60 years. It's sort of like a couple with 60 years of marriage, that despite sometimes things being rocky in their relationship, they know that they'll always be there for each other. And this is the meaning of those words that we'll read tomorrow. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, that Yeshayahu said all those years ago and still echo to us today, that Hashem is still seeking us and we still seek Him. And when we stick together, we can get through whatever comes our way. Chazak u'baruch. At this time, we'll turn to the Tehillim, which is something that has kept us connected. And we'll read Perek Chaf. L'matzeach mizmor l'David. Yancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisagecha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh. U'mitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha. Volotcha yidash nasela. Yitein lecha kivov chavavecha. Yimale. Ein bekarov nafalo v'anachnu kamdo nesadod. Adonai Yoshia, ha-melech yaninu v'yom koreinu. Chav Zayin. L'david Adonai ori v'yishi mimi ira. Adonai me'oz chayai mimi efchad bekarov elai merayim lechol espesorai. Tzarai v'yavaylat li hema chashlu v'naflu. Im tachane aloi machane lo yira libi. Im tokom elai melchama v'zot ani v'oteach. אחת שאלתי מי את אדוני אותו אבקש, שיצרי לבית אדוני כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני ולבקר בהיכלו. כי יצפנני בסוכה ביום רע, יצרני בסתר אלו בצור יום רמני. ואתה ירום ראשי על אויבי סבבותי, ואזבחה באלו זלחי תרועה, אשירה בזמרה לאדוני. שמע אדוני קולי אקרא, וחנני וענני. לך אמר ליבי ובקשו פני את פניך, אדוני אבקש. אל תסתר פניך ממני, אל תטרח עבדך. עזרתי היית, אל תתשני ואל תעזבני, אלוהי ישי. כי אבי ואמי עזבוני, ואדוני יעשני. הוריני, אדוני, דרכך, ונחני באורך מישור, למען שברי. אל תנני בנפש שרי, כי קמו בי עדי שקר, ויפי החמאס. לולי המנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ החיים, קווי אל אדוני, חזק בים מצליבך, וקווי אל אדוני. קופלמד שיר המעלות, ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי, תהיינה אזנך כשבועות לכל תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמריה, אדוני, מי עמוד? כי עמך הסליחה, למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני, קרצון נפשי, ולברו הוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני, משמר הבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד והרבה עם אופדות. והוא יפתה את ישראל, מכל עוונותיו. Mishaberach v'cholim. Mishaberach avoteinu Abraham Yitzvi Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'rapei et acholim v'yet acholot. Bavur shekol hakol mitzvalim bavuro, b'schar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yemalei rachamim aleihem lachimam lachotam achzikam v'yachiyotam. שלח להם מהר רפואה שלהם ונשמיים ורחבים מסגרים בתוך שחל ישראל רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף השתה בגלות זמן קריב ונאמר אמן. We'll conclude our תפילות with אחינו כל בית ישראל. אחינו כל בית ישראל הנתונים בצרה ובשביה העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאים מצד הרווחה ויפה לאורה ומשיב לגאולה השתה בגלות זמן קריב ונאמר אמן.
Rabbi Abdin, thank you so much. As we segue to the next part of the call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Well, I mean, personally, I'll be better once I get to shave and have some meat and chicken. we're doing well, thank God. Everybody's healthy and well. Our family has spent a lot of quality time with each other during these last number of months. And so as the community has been separate but distant, but together, we'll talk about it in just a moment. So I think we're doing well. We really thank God.
Baruch Hashem. What's your first go-to song now that you can listen after Chatzos?
That's a good question. I wasn't expecting that one, Naftali. I'll tell you what. You know what? This theme that I've talked about before, there's a song that really, is almost like I just kind of get the goose pimples when I listen to it. It's the Shweki song, We Are Miracles. We Are a Miracle.
Yeah, that's a great one. Great video.
It's a great video, and it just gives that reminder that, you know, the Jewish Shabbat Nachamu is the reminder that the Jewish people are the miracle of miracles, that we're still here despite everything that we've seen. And every time I listen to that, I just get reminded, wow, this is the eighth wonder of the world.
Wow. All right, so let's get us started. For our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, with Merrick, would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general. I'm a good old Muncie boy, but my wife is from Long Island originally before we moved down to Florida. So I had to ask her, which side, is it north or south? You know, we were talking about where Merrick is.
Right.
Now
the
answer
is east.
Geographically, I know, east or west. See, there you go.
So I'll invite you, and after the pandemic and all of the thousands and millions of listeners, they can all come for Shabbat as soon as we're allowed to have guests. So Merrick, Long Island is east, about 25 minutes east from the Five Towns. So it's actually people might not have heard of it yet. They should, but it's, as I said, 25 minutes just east from Woodmere. And it's really what I call an extremely unique town, because we live in New York and we have all the resources available. We have several day schools. We have all the kosher amenities nearby, in addition to just a great place to live right near the highway, right near the beaches and the parks and everything like that. And we still get to live in our own little town. So I've been the rabbi at Ohr Shalom for about 10 years now, and when we were looking to move, we were looking for an ideal community, and that was one that was heterogeneous, very different with everyone and different age groups, different backgrounds, and everyone matters and contributes. No matter what your background, we have different people with different backgrounds and different levels of observance, and everyone feels comfortable and grows in their own pace. We have about 230 families in our shul at Congregation Olav Shalom. And the Young Israel, which is led by my friend Rabbi Dov Winston, has about 50 families. And the great thing of our community is that we work well with all the different shuls, including the non-Orthodox ones. And it's because it has what's called a small-town feel, despite being what's termed an in-town community. It has where everybody matters, everybody counts, everybody's significant. And everybody seems to get along for the most part. And that's what makes it this special, unique community. So we love it here.
Incredible. Sounds like a very, very special place. And maybe we will take you up on that invitation when things
come on over, now that I know you need a vacation.
Right. We've talked a lot about growth during the pandemic, and we've heard some amazing chesed stories, miracle stories. Anything come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, our community has been just unbelievable. Really, I think this is our finest hour. We've created a Chaverim program to ensure that all people, especially our seniors, feel connected to each other. I have my 20-year-old daughter who's is now best friends with this 84-year-old man that she calls every week or two to check in on them And it's there to make sure that no one felt alone, and especially our seniors. Of course, we've used communication, we've used technology to create youth programming, social programming, and learning programming, fun programming. But at the end of the day, it really has brought us together and made us stronger. We had a big celebration in the beginning of June in honor of that, and a fundraiser, which brought the shul together. So that's just been... It made me so proud. I don't even know how to say that. I haven't been prouder of my shul in the 10 years that I've been here than during these last few weeks. But, we were talking beforehand. I mentioned I wanted to share a miracle story, because at this point we all need miracle stories to sort of get us through this. Do I have another minute?
No? Please, go.
Okay, great. So actually when this whole thing started, my father-in-law who lives in Brooklyn got very sick with the virus, and really was... in the ICU on 25 liters of oxygen, which is the max you can get before being intubated, and was not looking good, as it turned out, one of the doctors had suggested a pill, a medication, a drug that has not even been approved, didn't even have a name, it wasn't FDA approved, and he said that he had used it on other patients with similar issues that my father-in-law had in the different states, and as it turned out, he took the pill, he was stabilized, a few days later, about a week later, he was able to go home over Pesach time, and I assume I'm able to mention the name of the doctor. The doctor's name was Dr. Elihu, a doctor in North Shore Hospital, which they took wonderful care of my father-in-law. And it just made me realize and think that at the end of the day, there are opportunities for all of us to have that Eliyahu moment, that Elijah moment. My friend Rabbi Donny Cohen wrote a book called Your Elijah Moment, and that we can look for opportunities to be the Eliyahu and Navi in somebody's life. And these opportunities present themselves. And it was because this doctor took interest in my father-in-law and made this suggestion, which was a risky idea, but just said, let's try it, and then persevered and made sure that he got the medication and worked with our family. So he became the Eliyahu and Navi who saved my father-in-law's life, who's now doing very well, thank God, and he should continue to get better. But it just reminded me, especially because it was right around Pesach time, that, and I shared this with the shul, that there are opportunities that open up all the time for us to be the emissary of God, the Shliach Hashem, and to be the Eliyahu and Navi to help somebody out. And that we just have to keep our eyes open and look for that opportunity. And that doctor who went the extra mile gave me that inspiration and reminded us of that. And I think that's just a great message to share with everyone as we go through these challenges. Every challenge gives us a window of opportunity to do something amazing, and we just have to run to that opportunity when it presents itself.
Wow, beautifully put. I'm so grateful and thankful that he had a recovery and is doing well now. Let's jump to our last question. Where is the shul currently at the moment? Are you back in the building? Are minyanim happening regularly? And what do you think is coming up next?
If I knew what was coming up next, I would, I would have.
Yeah, I ask the rabbis every day. I ask this question, and I keep waiting for someone to tell me something with certainty.
Right. I have this congregant who says, Rabbi Evan, what's going to be? And I'm like, well, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen. I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no clue. And we're trying to be uncomfortable with the unknown. That's one of the challenges. But we're planning and we're doing our due diligence. We have returned back to shul. Thankfully, in our community itself, it didn't spread. I mean, if it would have, had it been in the community, we would have been, devastated and decimated on Purim time. But we closed that Shabbat that Friday everybody closed. And it seemed to be, well, there were some yechidim, some individuals who had the virus. They all had recovered, every single one of them who had it. It never spread. It was only a few individuals. We followed the OU protocol, and again, I thank them for their guidance of doing 2 weeks after each phase comes out. So we've been in our shul for about 5 weeks now, with masks and social distancing, and more people are coming back here and there. It is not the same, and we miss the children, and and the rabbi's speech is only 5 minutes at most, which is hard, because, I mean,
no, there,
jokes.
There might be those who like that, by the way.
Yeah, there have been many who have said, we should finish at 10:30 every week. This is great, right? Forget about it. It does, but the shul itself, as I said, it really, really gelled together. Emotionally, I think, even if it wasn't physically. And I think, to be honest with you, I think sometimes now we're getting that little exhale where people feel a little bit deflated, that it's still going. But right. We're planning for the Yom Nerayim. We are planning to have two parallel services, one inside and one outside, to ensure that people can will have enough space for everyone. We are planning programming that will take place beforehand, like we've had Yisker services, especially for the elderly, online, and then help get them, so some of them get online. So we did that before each holiday, and we'll be doing that again, and trying to figure out ways that we can keep those who are not able to join us to still be part of this. That is really the greatest challenge, if you ask me. That's what keeps me up at night. How do we keep our seniors who are not technologically savvy? How do we keep them connected? We worked really, really hard, and we'll continue to work hard. And the shul is, you know, it was no greater feeling than to be able to come to shul together and even daven in an hour and 20 minutes on Shabbos morning.
Right.
It's just a great feeling to be together in our shul.
Amazing. Well, Rabbi Evan, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us some background about what really sounds like a truly wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. Although we do not gather on Shabbos for our daily call, please consider reciting the three chapters of Tehillim tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration by Rabbi Benny Berlin of the Bach Jewish Center in Long Beach, New York. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, uplifting, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.